It's 8:56 on a Tuesday morning, time for the biggest show coming to town this week, brought to you by The Bomb Factory. They will be hosting Fight Night here in a couple of weeks. And we have seven candidates this morning on our list of the biggest shows coming to town. We do this as a service for the P1, so you don't miss any big musical acts rolling through the Metroplex. All right, since it's not a musical act, it's not on the list, but Gordo, I wanted to give you a chance to plug you joining your buddy for his big podcast on the road this week. What's the night here in Dallas?
It's on Saturday night in the Majestic Theater. I sit down with Dax Shepard for a live show.
Tickets still available?
No, tickets have been sold out since an hour after we announced it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we sold it out very quickly. And so far, I have no word on whether or not they've released more tickets or found more seats, but I think we are sold out.
Excellent.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday night. We've never done this before, this kind of live talk show in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's interesting. Maybe more to come on that.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. You just have to stay tuned.
Till when?
A second show?
No, not a second show this time. This time.
Interesting.
What do I mean by that?
What does that mean? Okay. All right, let's get to our list. Seven candidates. Let's run through it, and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest show coming to town. Candidate number one. Tonight at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving, Stone Temple Pilots.
We're going to go a little STP.
Why is Brian Estridge asking about Stone Temple Pilots?
Frogs like to play it.
Oh. Burble here, over
here, but there, well. No Scott Weiland, of course.
Yeah, didn't he pass away?
He passed away in 2015.
And he's Ticket's own. He came up and visited with the Hardline.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. That was before he died.
Right,
though.
Right.
I want to make that very clear. That was before he died. So who's lead singing for them now? Sebastian Bach?
A guy named Jeff Gutt. Or Goot, G-U-T-T. But we welcome him to town.
Yeah, welcome to town.
Oh, yes.
He's been their lead singer now for about 1 year.
Scott Weiland, did he die of the drugs?
I believe it was an overdose.
Our prayers. We're here.
He's 48.
Mm-hmm. Who? Jeff Gutt?
No.
Scott Weiland
was. No. Did you guys like STP back in the day?
Not really.
Yeah, they're okay.
High school wheelhouse right here.
And yeah. I didn't think he had that great a voice.
It's interesting. It's an interesting voice.
This song's kind of depressed me. Including this one.
Good albums.
That's the same interval as a Pearl Jam song.
Yeah.
They were a Seattle band, right? Stone Temple Pilots?
I believe that's
correct.
Were
they part of that whole
actually,
hot dog movement?
Pearl San Jam Diego.
And, oh, really?
Born in San Diego.
My bad. Apologies.
Yeah, West Coast.
To the families of Seattle.
They used to live in, up on the West Coast.
They're used to, you know, being, you know, from the West Coast.
All right, that's candidate one. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Tuesday night at the theater at Grand Prairie, Toto.
Oh, I hear the drums echoing tonight.
Great song.
She hears only whispers of some quiet. This is a great song.
I did. Love this.
This kid's is this
really?
Nuts.
Yes. This is a Weezer song, yeah. So they're covering it, huh?
The other way around. But yeah, this song, it was a big deal when it came out, but I always thought it was kind of a crotch kicker, too. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
I thought Hold the Line, that was a cool Toto
song.
Yeah,
I love that one.
Okay.
That was the earlier stuff. It was like 79.
That was good stuff.
pull up the computer here. I want to play this. I tweeted this out probably last week. George, did you listen to this? It's a
look for hold line
acoustic too. Cover of Africa by Toto by these two dudes in a pizza parlor. And one's playing bass,
yeah,
one's playing guitar.
Yeah.
Somebody sent it to me, and I'm like, well, why am I watching this? Seems fair.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet.
I like this a lot better.
I know. It's amazing. This dude has a great voice.
She's coming in.
And he's sitting down at some beaten down pizza parlor in front of a brick wall playing for about 10 people out there eating their pepperoni and shrooms.
I told you guys when I went to Nashville in May that I went to a little bluegrass club, and the bluegrass band covered this song, and it was phenomenal.
In a bluegrass fashion.
See? Yeah. Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe it is. You can cover
this
it.
Is not a good song, though.
Sure, I hate to say it.
On a hear like this, song. It does sound pretty awesome.
Listen to this.
That part is a thrust.
This is awesome right here. Get it. It's gonna take a lot
to drag me away. That's not really getting it.
Listen to this. This is two dudes. Live. The guy playing guitar looks like Louis C.K.
Did you find Hold the Line? Now that's a song. That's a Toto song. I'd go out just to hear that song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah, I think it sucks.
Hold the Line kicks ass.
Yeah, all sorts of it. We'll hear later on.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to candidate number three.
Oh, yeah.
See, it's got a great start.
Yeah.
Everything about it's cool.
There's some other song that starts kind of like that, though.
So it's a little bit like Cold as Ice, just a little bit. But
this is better.
It's different.
How are we letting
him
get away with that?
This is better.
Awesome.
Great song.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's not in the way you say you care.
All right, that's candidate two. Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Tuesday night at Gas Monkey Live, Anthrax.
Oh, boy.
Oh, light comes behind me. Out of control. I live alone inside my mind.
It's one of the hardest songs to slow dance to.
Wasn't at my wedding.
It's good music to catch chickens to, though.
Drop.
All right, that's candidate three. Candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week, Wednesday night at the Yard in Fort Worth, the Ticket Zone, Rhett Miller.
I've got a time bomb in my mind.
This is what night?
Wednesday in Fort Worth at the Yard.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
It'll be tomorrow night.
My cousin, I see him every year at the Miller family.
Yeah, you guys are related, aren't you?
He's genius. As great a songwriter he is, he's even a better performer.
Yeah, he is. He puts
amazing.
A lot of energy into his performances, doesn't he? Yeah.
I think he burns a lot of calories.
Oh, yes. God.
Sweats 2 gallons. By the way, I'm hearing that the Stone Temple Pilots show, The Cult, is also playing that. Is that true?
You know, I did not have that on my list, but I had Bush opening for them.
Yeah, Bush is playing, and so I'm going to get out there and do some acoustic numbers. Maybe Dick Cheney will be joining me.
All right, Rhett, candidate number four, candidate five, biggest show coming to town this week. Thursday at Dos Equis Pavilion, it's a twin bill featuring two guys that are always together, Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson.
That's grooves. they covered this.
Travel the world and the seven seas.
Jeez.
My head's
in its day.
Looking for something.
A Good live show, too, and I'll fight you on
Why
that.
Did they take this song and give it the vampire treatment?
Not my thing.
Yeah, does this sound like any song that would be in a vampire show?
Yes. Sure.
This was used in like every edgy 90s trailer ever.
Yeah.
Beautiful people in there.
Sweet dreams that made of the Oz.
The Oz.
That's what she says. The Oz.
Marilyn Manson has been described as the highest profile Satanist ever.
I would think something... Satan himself would be higher profile.
That's something you want on your resume?
No.
And she, he is now, they're both in their 50s. Oh, sorry. Marilyn's 49. Rob Zombie's 53.
Rob Zombie's pretty badass.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Okay, Sean, if you say so.
Just telling you.
That's Candidate 5. Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday at the American Airlines Center. It's J. Cole with Young Thug and Jaden Smith. Carla Flip, 10 keys from a car to brick, Bentley from his mama whip, K.O.D. he hard as shoot. This is what you call a flip, 10 keys from a car to brick, Bentley from his mama
whip, K.O.D. he's stuck or something.
K.O.D.
he hard as shoot. This is what you call a flip,
10 keys from a car to brick, Bentley from his mama whip. This Young Thug, K-O-D, who's this?
This is J. Cole. I'll play that Young Thug right now.
So J. Cole was the first performer that Jay-Z's Roc Nation signed back in 2009.
Are there two songs happening right now at once? What's happening?
It's Young Thug.
He said something about chickens.
Hold on. Is there an auction going on at the same time somebody's trying to sing?
We ain't got time to go see Darvish. Is that what he said?
Yeah, he's hurt. Big baseball fan.
Baseball games take too long.
And the third person on this bill, I think, is the most attitudinal person in the United States of America.
I'm doing two shows this week?
Jaden Smith.
Oh.
The son of Will Smith, who in every photo has the the too cool for school concerned look on his face. I bet this kid is the least in touch with reality of any human on earth.
I don't know.
That's a huge claim. You know, Jaden Smith is, oddly enough, Ticket's own. I interviewed him in an Arizona desert once.
Was he attitudinal?
No, he was actually sweet.
Oh, you're just saying that.
No, he was sitting next to his dad at the time, so maybe his behavior was... But I did get a cocky vibe from him. Like, he was still cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Even just sitting there somehow.
Mm. All right, and finally, Candidate 7, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday as well at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving. A guy that we're going to have in studio tomorrow morning at 8:15, Ice Cube. Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And so he's coaching and rapping this week.
That's right. I got my grub on, but didn't
pig out. Finally got a call from a girl. Yeah, I'll be in studio to talk about the Big Three coming to town this weekend. And we'll talk music and movies. And I can't wait to have Ice Cube in studio tomorrow. 8:15, be sure you're with us. All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week.
I like this.
Yeah, that was good.
Does this mean that you're too old when you like that music?
No.
But the other one, when there were five songs going at once, it just sounded a little too much?
No, you're okay. You're not too old.
Oh, all right, biggest show coming to town.
By you, someone who's older than me.
I'm much younger than you.
What?
Is it candidate number one tonight at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving, Stone Temple Pilots? Candidate two tonight at the theater at Grand Prairie, Toto. Candidate 3, tonight at the Gas Monkey Live, Anthrax. Candidate 4, tomorrow at the Yard in Fort Worth, Rhett Miller. Candidate 5 Thursday at Dos Equis, Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson. Candidate 5 Saturday at the American Airlines Center, J. Cole, Young Thug, and Jaden Smith. Or Candidate 6 Saturday at the Toyota Music Factory, Ice Cube. George?
I support Rhett, but I'd say that one at the American Airlines Center is the biggest one.
Gordo?
Rhett Miller, without a doubt.
Sean?
Boy, give me J. Cole.
Voting for Big Strong Jeremy, we have Crazy Trey.
Since he's going to be here tomorrow and I don't want to be beat up, Ice Cube.
Good point there.
Fernando.
O'Shea Jackson.
I'm going to vote for Ice Cube as well. So 3-2-1, Saturday night, Toyota Music Factory in Irving, Ice Cube, biggest show coming to town.